I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 271 Christians in India are facing charges from radical Hindus. They've been accused of various crimes related to spreading misinformation about Hinduism and forcing conversions to Christianity. The accuser even says these Christians were giving out drugs and getting people to convert under the influence. The case is still ongoing, so please pray for the charges to be dropped and for the faith of these believers to grow stronger. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs points out these anti-conversion charges are getting more and more common in India.
We need to pray for Christians in India to continue to be bold witnesses, even though they know this could happen. But let's pray that they stay encouraged and that they stay bold. And then let's pray for this radical Hindu group that is coming against the church.
The floods in India's Kerala state have already taken about 400 lives, and more than a million people are displaced in refugee camps. Now the floods are subsiding, but waterborne diseases are rising. Yet even while battling disease and poverty, local Christians are seeking out resources to help them share Jesus with others. Jason Wolford, executive director of Mission Cry, explains that the storms ruined many of the resources in the area, but they're planning to send another seed container soon.
We are going to be giving these to Christians that are going to be able to have an opportunity to go in and minister to some of these people who might now be open to hearing something other than what they've currently believed.
However, sharing the gospel in India is becoming increasingly difficult in many areas. Please pray that Mission Cry's work will go unhindered as they distribute the Bibles and Christian resources from the new seed container. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.